Dorchester Town Football Club, the Magpies. And this gentleman said, oh no, I knew you'd come across here. What's your name?
Cameron Dabbs.
Hello, Cameron. Tell us about the Magpies and how they're doing this season.
Well, we're having a really good season so far. We were away at Walton and Hersham yesterday and got a commendable draw. And we're now going into the festive period with quite a few busy home games going on.
So you play over Christmas period?
Yeah. We're actually one of the few divisions in non-league football that play over Christmas.
Where, so do you have a Boxing Day match?
We are away Boxing Day, but however the fixtures have come out, we're home on the 21st of December, the 28th of December, and on New Year's Day. So we've actually we've got three festive fixtures at home.
It's
and
a
only
busy
one away.
Schedule,
it's
isn't it?
It's a very busy schedule, but it's a fantastic opportunity to bring some new fans down to the ground, which is why we're here today. We've been giving out free tickets for our Tiverton fixture, which you can still get online. And we hope to see new faces as well as our loyal supporters, as always, down the ground over
so
Christmas.
What about the turnout when you're at home? How did the numbers go of fans?
Yeah, so it's we've really built on last season, and it started with Tommy Killick rejoining the club, being a former player and now manager. Towards the end of last season, we were hitting sort of 480 to 500 at a game, whereas now we're sort of regularly hitting over 600, which is a fantastic achievement.
What will the ground hold? Any ideas?
It changes every year depending on who you speak to, but it's to my knowledge, it's 5,005.
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you fill that up, you'd be very pleased, won't you?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever gotten that close to it, but we've had a few games many years ago.
Maybe a charity match or
something.
Well,
no, I think the one of the largest attendances many years ago was when we played Plymouth Argyle in the FA Cup, and for those who were there that day, it was very memorable having won 1-0, and that was nearly well over 12 years ago now.
Well, you said you're having a good season. Weymouth aren't doing so good at the moment, but Dorchester's doing brilliantly. I live in Weymouth, so... if you live in Dorchester and you're a football fan, what would you say to people who maybe don't want to, you know, don't turn out to the football matches? Would you say try and come down and support us?
Well, I think definitely take the opportunity over this Christmas period to attend one of the games. I think what I'd love people to sort of understand at this club is it's a community-owned club. It's not got a rich backer at all. It's all a members-based organisation where every penny that comes into this club through small fundraising projects like this or larger projects like our youth football programme goes back into grassroots football. So it's worth coming down just for that.
And of course, also, you've got that wonderful all-weather pitch as well.
Yeah, well, that's also a massive asset to the club, but also the community, which sort of when we laid it, obviously Dorchester Town Council were very involved with. But it's we have over 55 youth teams, or well over 60 teams that wear the Dorchester Town badge.
So
operating.
That building, that ground gets a lot of use during the week.
We might not have these massive attendances at match days that can hold the ground capacity, even though our attendances are growing year on year. But also, it's being used 24/7. It's being used 7 days a week by various community clubs related to Dorchester, separate organisations. We have our accessibility football through Kickstart, which is another sort of charitable arm of the club. And anything that comes into the club goes back into running these sort of operations. And unfortunately, whilst a 3G pitch means you can use it whenever you want, it's also sort of requires a lot of maintenance to keep it operating at the level. And
so what do you have to do to a 3G pitch? You don't need to mow it, obviously.
No.
What else is involved in maintaining?
Not needing to mow it as such, because, I mean, the grass ain't going to grow any longer.
Well, if it does, it'll be a record.
Yeah, it would. So the 3G pitch obviously sort of has a rubber crumb base to it. You might see other 3G pitches that maybe are sand-based or water-based for hockey. Now, that rubber crumb needs to be distributed regularly, usually about once to twice a week, just to maintain it.
So it goes a bit lumpy, does it?
It does. It needs to be broken up. It needs to be spread evenly around. And how it works in our level of football, because it's still semi-professional, it needs to go through an inspection each year because it's man-made.
It has to meet a certain standard.
It has to meet a certain criteria. And as part of that, doing those rubber crumb brushing and just maintaining it. There's obviously material underneath the ground that needs to be looked after just to give it an even balance, a true balance of the bouncing the ball. And that requires inspections, and that does require, there is a cost associated to that.
Well, keep up the good work. Nice to know you're having a good season. Lovely to talk to you again. And, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas, and we hope to see some of your listeners down the ground over this Christmas period.
Thank you for talking to me today. So there you go. Get out and support the Magpies because they're having a good season.